Hello, welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. Still had Factor Nigeria infirmed here in Podhaka to number one talk station. I'm Dio. Let's talk. 8 minutes come past four. And next up, you know, once again, you probably enjoy, you know, a good TV show. I know I do. I enjoy compelling TV. But once again, what's compelling for me may not be compelling for you. For example, I like me a compelling TV series. I do like a good TV series, you know. And I gave examples earlier at the start of the show today. I mean, I very much loved The Blacklist. Fantastic TV series in my estimation. Game of Thrones. Oh, goodness gracious. Absolutely wonderful. I mean, barring the final season, which was horrible, but I mean, Game of Thrones is a classic. And there are several others as well. Vikings is good. There are a number of others that I've enjoyed over the years. Ted Lasso is really good as well. Funny, of course, but Ted Lasso is good. And for me, this ones I mentioned and a host of others make for compelling TV. They make for truly compelling TV. And speaking of compelling TV, will the live coverage of the presidential elections tribunal, will that make for compelling TV in your estimation? Will it? But before I move on to the story for this discussion in this hour, there was a comment I received for the previous conversation, the previous hour, in response to my rant. I would like to read it. I was supposed to read it, but I didn't have enough time before the break would come up, and then the news come up to put it out at 4 p.m. So I think I'll just read that right now and then move on. Dio, I got a shock last night. Last night, there was a terrible fire disaster at Market Lane opposite Rumamasi Market, Rumamasi. I think it's the same fire. I think it's the same one. I called Rivers Fire Service. The person that picked the call said they do not have fire trucks. Can you imagine? You've been no single truck upon all the flyovers. He advised me to call Shell or Federal Fire Service. Thank God for Shell, Total and Federal Fire Services. They were very effective. However, the fire destroyed the building at Arts Gold from Rumamasi. And, you know, while it's extremely commendable at the likes of Shell, Total, and you always hear Shell, by the way, you know, people call at their fire department and they always respond, which is another remarkable thing. They always respond whenever they're called, you know. And, of course, the Federal Fire Service has to respond anyways. But it is, and it's a good thing that they do respond, especially, the fire department of Shell, Total, or any other company for that matter. But it's not their primary responsibility. And the River State government cannot shelve that responsibility because Shell has a fire department that responds or to toll or because of the presence of the Federal Fire Service. No, you can't shelve that responsibility. All right, moving on from that. So here's the story for this conversation. A two-call PDP applied for live coverage of court proceedings. Here's the story. The PDP and its presidential candidate in a just-concluded presidential election, Atiku Abubakar, have filed an application for an order to allow the live coverage of the daily court proceedings on the case they brought against the president-elect, Bola Tinubu, which begins today. In the motion by his legal team, he specifically applied for an order directing the court's registry and the parties on modalities for admission of media practitioners and their equipment into the courtroom. Atiku, two-time presidential candidate of the PDP, said the petition was a matter of national concern and public interest. Now, his argument is that the case involved citizens and electorates in the 36 states of the Federation who took part in the just-concluded presidential polls, while adding that the international community is interested in Nigeria's electoral process. In their motion, they also contend, in quote, with the huge and tremendous technological advances and development in Nigeria and beyond, including the current trend by this court towards embracing electronic procedures, virtual hearing, electronic filing, a departure from the rules to allow a regulated televising of the proceedings in this matter is in consonance with the maxim that justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done. Televising court proceedings is not alien to this court and will enhance public confidence, the petitioners noted. So let's talk about this for a bit. Should it be televised live? Should it have live coverage? And if you think so, what impact would it have? What would be the purpose? What purpose would it serve? What would be the effect on the proceedings and possible outcome of the proceedings as well? Let's talk about this for a bit. The line's open now. Call 0817-93-0002. That's 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Also joined via Twitter and YouTube at NigeriaInfoPH. Should the Presidential Elections Tribunal be televised live? What impact or what purpose would that serve if it is televised live? And would it have any consequence on the proceedings itself and whatever the possible outcomes might be? Let's get your take on this at this time. I've got some comments coming in already, and we'll attend to those in a moment. But I think I've got a call, well, a couple of calls actually, coming in, which I will also get to in a bit. All right, we've got Ifeanyi from Chubb on the line. You're welcome, Ifeanyi, and go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Dario.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I think, genuinely, what the judiciary now holds Nigeria is to do the right thing. But in the process of doing the right thing, I think the basic or the least now is to restore the confidence that Nigerians have on them. And in starting to do that, they need to televise that hearing.
Why is televising it connected to restoring the confidence?
Capacity, or that appeal court has a 1 million capacity sitting, it will not be enough to contain people who have interest, to be very honest. If it were to be said that anybody can come from anywhere in the part of the country, don't be surprised, people will take flights from here to Abuja just to be part of, because lives are dependent on this.
You're saying that this will help to restore confidence in the judiciary. What is the link?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to say people may not mind observing what's happening, and I understand that. I get that. But how will this restore confidence in the judiciary exactly?
Okay, how you restore confidence is that there's no game saying, or it's not a new thing, that it has become a common mantra that people tend to think, okay, let me not call it a mantra, but that people tend to think our judiciary has been compromised. Why? Because of some strange judgments that they've given out in recent times. The most recent of them that have something to do with election matters is that of the Senate President's primary. That a case was dismissed based on technicalities and not actually on the matter before it. So people, if the judiciary wants to do something close to that, and maybe there's a chance of them being called something close to that, and they know the whole world is watching in this case, I think it will deter them, because we're talking of judges and the rest.
Yeah, whether the world is watching or not, if fine. The example you just gave, the judgment is public knowledge. Everybody knows what transpired. Everybody knows what the judgment is or was. Everybody knows who the presiding officers were. Even if you don't know right now, a quick Google search will give you all this information in an instant. So,
the truth again, just like I said earlier, is let's even say, why don't we copy it as a best practice, how it happens all over the world? It happened at the most recent I saw of late is Kenya. It also happened even in the probing of the past U.S. president, called his name, Donald Trump. All those hearings, he's charged for treason or whatever. All those hearings was on live television. We just need to restore some confidence. We just need to show the world that actually the judiciary is not what it is in telling them at the same time, that these guys are straightforward and can give good judgment.
Mm. All right. Cookie from Mouth 3, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
I want to say yes. let the tribunal proceedings show life to Nigerians.
Why?
One, we claim that we want to borrow everything from the European countries. Let's also borrow this one too, as we claim that we borrow everything. Let us borrow the to show it to Nigerians, like everybody to watch it. The outcome of it, whether it be brave, tired, this is show life. The judges will be careful because they know everybody, the whole world is watching them. So they will not be trying to cover up. So for that person that wants Nigeria to join her with, to show that this election facility is show life to everybody to watch. And the judge too, they will know that Nigerians are watching them. They will know this kangaroo judgment. This election is a test vote to the judiciary. Dior, this is the first time that judiciary of Nigeria will stand firm this one. We want to assess our judge's time, Nigeria, based on this election that concluded February and March. So for us, let this show life to Nigerians. So whoever to watch it, and the judge is not sure to be fair.
Hello? All right. Line still open, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003 or 0007. Once again, you can join in via facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Via Facebook to Kimby Timothy, Amechi Ifraimu, both go yes. Samuel Soraya goes yes, it should be live. Ifraimu is saying it's a nice one. Should be broadcast live, and what effect or impact would it have on the proceedings itself or even the possible outcome? It's absolutely necessary for the petitions tribunal sitting to be televised so that the entire world will follow the proceedings and ascertain if the outcome is a true reflection of the case before it. Right, absolutely, Dio. More than ever before, Nigerians are very much interested in this case. We need to hear the day-to-day happenings because most of us think this election was hijacked. That's from Hansen. If the Presidential Tribunal is televised live, it will give the Nigerian citizens the opportunity to take part, and it will not... Okay. All right. We'll come back to that later on. If the Senate can resend that as well, it would be very helpful. Let this proceedings be aired live. A lot of injustice has taken place recently. If this one should go like that, there may be serious crisis. That's from Emmanuel. All right. I've got a Michael from Igrut on the line. Michael, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you, good evening.
Hello, go on.
Welcome for the job well done.
Thank you, go on.
To me, if country as Nigeria have shame or they have conscience to do something right, I think it will be good to transmit the judgment online and let the whole world see the test based as in the our knowledge and the how we reason and how we think. I think it's good. I think that Ike Kuremade judgment was the televised online. I don't know if you remember Okuta panel.
No, hold on. I don't know if the Kuremadu case was broadcast live, and quite frankly, I don't think it was.
Okay.
Not every matter that goes to trial or to court is televised live, even in those societies that allow for that in some cases.
Okay. But my own opinion, I think it will put a lot of things in shape. At least some people will have conscience, they will be careful. Maybe people will be watching them, maybe their children will be watching them, their relations and all that, maybe the international community as well.
What does that change? What effect does that have really?
I don't think that it changed anything much in that regard, because any person who wants to do good will do whether somebody is watching you or nobody's watching you. But you having a creator, at least that watch everything we do on earth.
Is the creator going to be watching TV as well?
No. At least he watch our conscience, as in our conscience. He sees everything, is omnipotent and omnipresent. I think whether it's televised it or not, life or not, I think God is aware of whatever thing we are doing.
So
unless it's someone that don't believe in God.
So it doesn't have to be televised then?
As in to me, just my own conclusion that I would love it to be televised, but whether it's televised it or not, I don't think that it's going to change what I've discussed, but what I've concluded to do. Because, left for me, I know that this case has been concluded.
So if televising it has absolutely no effect at all, no impact as far as you're concerned, what then is the point?
They have little effect.
So what then is the point?
Is it?
What then is the point?
At least let everybody, because I think if it's in televised life, a lot of people will have more interest of maybe reading the judgment, seeing the, at least watching the people that see. So as in today as a person, if you stand before camera, I think you'll be conscious of some certain things.
All right, Michael, you're pointing out it. I do have to go for a commercial break shortly. And a return, however, discussions will continue. Still looking at the application by the Tikal camp for the Presidential Petitions Tribunal proceedings to be televised live and getting your take on that, whether or not it should, and what impact that could possibly have. So please stay tuned. Hard Facts returns in a bit.
Track with Nigeria Info.
PFN, the Stone Bishops.
Talking about Mourinho and AS Roma. Follow the Bala joint forces with Mourinho.
And then so the aviation workers also want to join the strike.
More access to all the top stories and more.
Let's talk.
Hello, welcome back. It is Hard Facts to Nigeria Info and her input Harkat. I'm Dial. 29 minutes are gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. Many thanks for staying tuned. And the matter of discourse at the moment, Atiku PDP apply for live coverage of court proceedings. The PDP and its presidential candidate in the just concluded its presidential election have filed an application for an order to allow the live coverage of the daily court proceedings on the case they brought against the president-elect, Bola Tinubu, which begins today. In their motion, they are, amongst other things, also contending that with the huge and tremendous technological advances and development in Nigeria and beyond, including the current trend by this court towards embracing electronic procedures, virtual hearing and electronic filing, a departure from the rules to allow a regulated televising of the proceedings in this matter is in consonance with the maxim that justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done. Televising court proceedings is not alien to this court and will enhance public confidence, the petitioners have noted. Should the tribunal proceedings be broadcast live? What will be the impact on the proceedings? And might it even have any effect on the possible outcomes as well? Lines open 0817 93 0002 0817 93 0003, the number is to call. Also, or 0009, I suppose. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Join the conversation. Via Facebook, Mickey goes live or not live. Anything they want to do, they will do it very well. INEC did their own under the nose of Nigerians. Then what is live? Ferdinand Chinai Miriam goes, yes, it should be live for basically these three reasons. One, restore confidence in the judicial process, which prevents a judge from making conscious ethical verdicts. What do you mean by a conscious ethical verdict? I mean, a conscious ethical verdict sounds like a good sin. Okay. Number two, allow for public access and legal literacy for the Nigerian justice system. Okay. Three, demonstrate transparency and accountability in the process. I got someone to comment here. Was the collation of the presidential election not broadcast live? What happened? Good evening, Dial. I believe it should be televised because if it's televised, the judges will be under pressure to do what's right, although we know some people do not have repentance. Good afternoon, Dial. Live tribunal proceedings. Dial, do you think we might be jumping the gun here? The proceedings will not be aired live. Be pleasantly surprised if that happens. Nigerian politicians, a bunch of Nigerian politicians as a bunch are morbidly afraid and scared of democracy and openness. Back to business as usual. Thanks. That's from Abu Karibo. The application to televise the tribunal proceedings is not out of place if the judiciary is ready to deliver true judgments. What to know them? That's from Nestle. And Michael Gosh, we recently heard about the Ike Kuri Mauda case, and it was done live. So, in like manner, the presidential tribunal matter should be televised. The effect is that it's a national issue, and many Nigerians are interested in it. So, if it's televised, many Nigerians will feel involved and appreciate it. And once again, I think a previous caller mentioned this as well. I'm not sure that the Kuri Mauda case was televised, even though I do stand corrected. I need for someone to inform me if it was, but I'm not aware that the Ike Kuri Mauda case was televised live, and I'm not sure why it should have anyways. It wasn't like it was a matter that most persons in the UK were particularly concerned about, or it generated some national controversy or received some national attention. On the Nigerian scene, yes, but for those in the UK, especially British, I'm not sure it particularly concerned them very much, So, once again, I'm not aware it was broadcast live. Once again, lines are open, 0817-93-0002 or 0003. Hello, how to welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead. Hello? A reminder, the number is to call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. All right, some more comments. If the presidential tribunal is televised, it will give the Nigerian citizen the opportunity to take part in the process. It will not leave judgment in the hands of lawyers alone, because we can see the evidence presented. That's from Ezekiel. Well, okay. I think I get the point you're trying to make. Hello there. Beaming the tribunal proceedings live will help to put the judicial officials on check to an extent, although our public officers have developed a brazen attitude in doing wrong when they want to. I watched the Ike Kuri Mauda case live on YouTube. Oh, really? Okay. All right. Wasn't aware. Destiny from Allo George, you're welcome. Please go on.
Thank you. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so regarding whether or not there should be a live broadcast, in my own opinion, I think that there should be a live broadcast, because when once you walk into a plaza or a mall and you find a CCTV camera in there, you would not want to fold your hands and be picking things that are not yours or that you don't want to purchase or you want to steal. I think that you would like to control yourself. So, regarding those judges, when once they know that it's going to be broadcast live, it will be a live broadcast, they would like to make right judgment.
Yeah, but Destiny,
so that they don't know who is watching and who is not watching.
Yeah, Destiny, you give the example of a mall. You give the example of a mall. So, I'd like to ask you. You're right. When people go into a public place, a mall, for example, and you know there are cameras there, you want to be careful.
Yeah.
However, are there instances where a person knows that there are cameras in a place and tries to back the camera and still steal something?
I think there will still be a way out to find out if the person stole or not.
Yeah, you can find out, but what I'm saying is, would the person still make an attempt to steal, even knowing that there are cameras there?
And that's the punishable offense. If the person tries to steal.
Yeah, but stealing without cameras being present is punishable as well. Stealing under any circumstance is a punishable offense, whether or not there are cameras.
Yeah, it is. But I think he would want to be more conscious and people are watching.
All right, Destiny, good to hear from me. Braid from Iriebe, hi, go ahead.
Dario, good evening.
Hello, go ahead. Hello? I've got a few more comments over here. Dai, good afternoon. I thought UK condolized Nigeria. The judgment of Ike Kwerimadu was televised live. When you get to see how the judge was reading out his offense, everyone followed it. So Nigeria's judicial system should upgrade Emeka from Emeka. Okay, so, well, once again, I do stand corrected. The Ike Kwerimadu case was televised then. I had no idea it was televised, as a matter of fact, or at least broadcast live. I don't know if it was on TV. But from the responses I'm getting now, obviously it was broadcast live, at least on YouTube. So, alright, so that's that. Even though I'm still curious as to why. Okay, well, maybe because of the law in question, and it was the first time that, I think it was the first time anyone was being tried using the Modern Slavery Act or the Modern Slavery Law in the UK to try a person. That may be the reason. It was broadcast live, possibly, I suppose. Now, it's our votes at stake in the election tribunal. Both Nigerians at home and in diaspora who voted, so it's not out of place to demand for live telecaster coverage. It will enhance transparency and therefore will lend credence to the final judgment. Let it be seen that the right things are done, whatever the outcome will be. That's from Uchen Wachuku. Good afternoon, Dan. Televising the tribunal live is not a bad idea at all. But like you know, in Nigeria, only those in position always see things that no one else sees. Could be the reason why that call wouldn't be obeyed. And that's more bright. Got about 20 minutes to go before 5 o'clock when the news update comes up. If you just join in, you're welcome once again. The matter of discourse at the moment. Tukur PDP apply for live coverage of court proceedings. Do you think that the Presidential Election Petitions Tribunal proceedings, which commence today fully, should be broadcast live or televised? Do you think that should happen? And if you think so, what impact or effect do you think it would have on the proceedings or even the possible outcome as well? Lines up and call 0817-93-0002. Also call 0817-93-0003. Join in via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Good evening, Dan. I'm of the opinion that those requesting for a live televising of the program should be responsible for the financial implementation. It shouldn't be at the expense of the taxpayers. In the first instance, I'm not sure that the state had made any plans for that. Absolutely. I'm not sure that by the state I mean the country, I mean the federal government or the judiciary for that matter. I doubt that any plans have been made for that. And to plan for that means you have to also budget for that as well. It would cost some money. They may need to get equipment, purchase or secure the services of persons who do have the equipment. And of course, if it's going to be televised on a TV station, whether cable or terrestrial, you'd have to pay for that as well, to televise that live, even if you were recorded, whatever it is, you'd have to pay for it to be on. And live broadcast is some heavy change. I suspect strongly that if that application is granted, Atiku and his team and his part of the PDP will have to bear the cost of that, you know, having the persons coming with the equipment. And the thing is this, if the tribunal gives the go-ahead for that to happen, I suspect that other parties would want to take advantage of that as well. Of course, there would be some limit as to how many persons can come in or how many TV stations can come in, you know, so that there is some sanity and all of that. But I expect that the petitioners are the ones who are going to bear that cost and not the state. Victor Romaba, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Good evening, Sunday.
Hello, go ahead.
I would say it's good for us to have the live broadcast.
Why?
Of the proceedings in court. But however, what about the witnesses that will come and know how to now?
I'm not getting you. How about what?
I mean, if the proceedings is broadcast live.
Yes.
Then, what about witnesses? Will they be protected?
Well, why do you think the witnesses need to be protected?
Going by the kind of thing we play, okay, let me give you an instance. Like here, I'm in Abana.
Yes.
Somebody now come and testify against the presidential candidate of the party. You know how people react.
Yeah, even in cases, I mean, my little knowledge of the judicial process, even in cases that are not televised on TV or broadcast on using any other platform, if the prosecution or defense is convinced that a witness, you know, might feel threatened or a witness might be endangered by testifying if their identity is made public, the court sometimes grants leeway for the identity of the witness to be protected. Sometimes they won't go as far as covering the person's head or the person's face or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so if that's the case, I'm sure that anybody who fears for the life of a witness can make such an application. And if the court agrees that person's identity needs to be protected, proper arrangements can be made for that. Even if it means that while that person is testifying, televising or broadcasting must be suspended. That can be arranged as well, I suppose.
If that can be done, then if you televise broadcasted live.
But why do you want it to be broadcast live?
So that it will be transparent for everyone to see, so that it will not be achieved. You are hearing from a third party.
All right, Victor. Still more comments coming in. And still taking their course as well. Via Facebook, also in the manner goes, the application of live broadcast of presidential election petition is not out of context. Atiku is right. Okay. About Twitter at Edge on Issue, also Twitter, live broadcast or not, whatever the judiciary will decide comes from the evidence before them, so the live broadcast won't contribute anything positive if you don't have credible evidence to back up your case. And that's a very important note, a point to note, by the way. Irrespective of how anyone feels about, you know, the elections, the conduct of the elections, or the outcomes, or the results that were announced, the only thing that matters at the tribunal or any court of law for that matter is what you're able to prove. What you're able to prove is, I mean, even the truth doesn't matter. Even if the truth is that Mr. A, who is declared winner in some election, did not actually win that election fair and square, even if that's the truth, it's not enough that it's the truth. You have to be able to prove that in court. So, once again, even if it's broadcast live, it doesn't mean that the decisions of the court will go the way that you want it to go because it's on TV. There's nothing sacrosanct about that, you know. But I also get the position of those who say that they want it to be on TV. I mean, we have had some cases determined by courts in Nigeria, even the Supreme Court, that defy logic, that defy even the law. And you start to wonder, what was the precedence, on what account, on what basis did the courts reach this decision? So sometimes even the evidence and the facts might not even be enough. Remarkably so, I must say. We got Melvin from Rumokoro. Melvin, hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm good. Good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening. I think this is a very nice discussion. You know, I'm actually of the opinion that the matter be live, they broadcast live. I have two reasons for that.
What are they?
Okay. So one of my reasons is, you know, we on this other side, we always believe that the judiciary is biased. Well, I also feel that the judiciary, most of the time, they work with the evidences they have. So you might have a good case and you don't have enough evidence to back it up. You lose the case.
But that's not a good case. If you think you have a good case and you don't have the evidence, that's not a good case.
Let the world see the strength of our both parties and our evidences to prove our case. So it doesn't go back to say, hey, they don't bribe them. Hey, they are playing tricks. So that's my opinion. I think then secondly, my second opinion is, you know, the parties involved and then the judiciary, the parties involved also should be able to keep their mouth closed after everything, so they don't come out and paint fake stories that, hey, yeah, this was not what happened, that everybody is seeing what's happening firsthand, and then everything is clear. So that's my opinion.
So for you, it's about protecting the judiciary.
I wouldn't use the word protect the judiciary. Rather, I would say that let the right things and let be done and let everything be transparent. You know, even from the presidency, our president said he wants to live with a credible election. He wants to be sure that this one is credible and evident. Now they've declared a candidate from somebody he appointed as INEC chairman, has declared a candidate, and the populists are saying they are not comfortable with that result. So if he has to prove that the appointment and the result is genuine, then it has to be public. Let everybody see everything. And so his hands will be clean. And like Pharaoh, he can wash his hands off it.
Well, I think Melvin also, whether or not he realizes it, I'm not sure he realizes it, but his reasons also serve to protect the judiciary as well. And he was, I mean, the two reasons he gave kind of spoke to that. The first reason he gave, I think, was, there appears to be a negative perception of the judiciary these days by a lot of Nigerians, that the judiciary is compromised, you know. And he talked about, he said, you know, if everybody sees what's playing out, if everybody sees the evidence presented, if it's compelling enough, you will know if the judiciary makes the right choice. And if it's not compelling evidence enough, based on provisions of law, you will know how the judiciary, you know, you can gauge or assess the judiciary's response or performance as well. And then he talked about, you know, how it is with politicians in Nigeria. It doesn't matter even if they are foul of the law. It doesn't matter even if they didn't have enough evidence to prove their case. Once a judgment is against them, the judiciary has, you know, carried out sacrilege. You know, one judgment is in their favor, the judiciary has stood up and is the bastion, the backbone, and not the biscuit bone, but a stronger bone of democracy. You know. But once judgment is against them, the judiciary has been compromised. This is a rape on our democracy. And it's alarming how the judiciary has stooped so low to be used by saboteurs to derail this nascent democracy of ours. And so there is that as well. So, well, that's another perspective, I suppose. I mean, because so far it has been about, let the judiciary do the right thing. This will make the judges sit up. this will make the judges do the right thing. No, but how about protecting the judiciary as well? Because, I mean, with these tribunals, and I don't know how long this matters probably will go all the way to the final courts, inevitably there are going to be winners and losers. That's inevitable. There's going to be a winner, there are going to be losers. And some of the losers are going to feel sore about losing. And they're going to come out to say the judiciary has destroyed our democracy. Judiciary has, in fact, has finished. Democracy does not exist again. They should just take any dictionary that's in Nigeria, they should take that dictionary, any page where you have the word democracy there should be torn out, should be torn away, because there's nothing like democracy in this country. And anywhere you have the word judiciary as well, you should tear it out. In fact, in our educational curricula in Nigeria, the word judiciary and democracy should not be taught to our children, because it does not exist any longer. They're always going to say that at some point, you know. So this, I suppose, may serve to protect the judiciary as well. So it's not enough to think that you have a good case, or for persons to think you have a good case. What can you prove in court? That's what matters. Even if what you are saying is the truth, even if it did happen, what matters ultimately is what you can prove in court.